Hello and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni. I'm a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf Mortgage here in Denver. And I'm joined in the studio today by my husband, Bob Muni, who's also a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's always fun to do a show together. You know, I'm reminded that we haven't really covered how one obtains money from a reverse mortgage, or, you know, what do you do with it, or how do you manage it, or anything. Can you address that, Bob?
Sure. Well, let me just paint a bigger picture.
Okay.
Most people, when they retire, their single largest asset is the wealth that's in their home. In fact, that's true for, I think, somewhere approaching 70% of those people retiring. And for most people, they have tried but not necessarily succeeded in having enough money in all their other retirement accounts. And so they try and scrape by on Social Security and taking not that much out of their retirement accounts to try and make it stretch, when they have oftentimes several hundred thousand dollars available to them. But they don't think of their house as a retirement account. And yet it's money that people have invested their whole lives, just like they've tried to invest into retirement accounts. They've paid every month into that house to build their wealth. And there is no difference between using the money that's in your 401k or IRA or stocks or bonds or wherever else you have money, or the money that's in your house. Many financial advisors are beginning to understand, or have begun to understand over the last several years, that it is another bucket of funds that people in retirement can draw on strategically. And if you want to really, you know, impress your financial planner, ask them about sequence of returns.
Yeah.
And that means when you take money from one account versus the other. And if you don't have one account versus the other, you're just stuck with that one account. And it's not always a great time to take money out of the stock market or your IRA. And having an extra bucket of retirement funds in your house provides resources that make all of your money last longer and end up with more in the end. And isn't that what it's all about? So that's the broader picture, that, you know, that people with retirement wealth in their home begin to think about it like that. And one of the things that people want to know is there going to be money left for my heirs? And almost all the time, because of the way the government has set up the percentages of what you can borrow, the answer is yes, there will be money left for your heirs. You own the home. When you die, your heirs get the home. They do what they always do. They put it on the market, sell it, pay the loan off, and keep the difference.
Or they, if they want to keep the home, they can refinance either the loan balance or 95% of the appraised value, whichever is less at that time. They refinance that into their own names, and then all the equity that remains in the home is their equity in the home. So heirs are not forced into a position where they do have to sell. If they want to keep the property, they can.
They can. But to answer your question, you ask about how this can help people retire their money, how they can get it. Well, the first thing is the obvious one. If you have a mortgage that you're making a payment on and you're paying out $1,000, $1,500 a month, it's coming from somewhere. And if you have a reverse mortgage to pay off your current loan balance and you no longer have that $1,000, $1,500 a month payment or whatever it is, that's money in your pocket. That's more income because it's less outgo. And so that's one way you can get money. The other is if you have no mortgage. People don't realize that you can do a reverse mortgage even if you have no mortgage. And what that does is gives you the maximum flexibility to use your housing wealth. Because whatever amount you can have access to based on your age, the younger you are, the little bit less you can access, somewhere around 40%. As you get older, it goes 50, 60%, and even higher as you're in your in the later years. So if you've got that access to that amount of funds, you can access those resources with monthly income. You can convert those dollars that are in your home to monthly income. You can take a lump sum at closing. The government won't give you all the money at closing because it's figured out that if people get all the money at once, it's like the lottery syndrome. It's gone. So they say you can take so much at closing and the rest of it a year later. Or you can just leave it all in the line of credit. Or you can have a combination. And here's something that is amazing. The line of credit is a powerful tool because it's guaranteed money. It's guaranteed. You don't see that very often on financial products. You can have $1 million in the stock market today, and if the market crashed by 50%, you'd only have $500,000. In the line of credit, it is guaranteed to be there. No market forces will impact how much money is there. And it's also guaranteed to grow. Where else do you hear something like that? So if you've got a $300,000 line of credit and you leave it in there, it's guaranteed to grow by about 5% today's rate every year, compounded annually, so that in 10 years, that $300,000 quickly becomes a $500,000, approaching $600,000. And it's guaranteed to be there. Well, Bob, what happens if we have another market crash? Let's say I've got $500,000 in my line of credit, and now the house is only worth $350,000. You've just won the lottery.
That's right.
It's all your money. It doesn't matter what the house is worth. It's guaranteed.
That's right, Bob. And you know, it's that's one reason why doing a reverse mortgage now when the housing prices are high makes sense, because your home has the maximum value right now. I mean, it could go up, but it could go down, you know, but now's a good time to look into a reverse mortgage and sort of lock in that high value on the home. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silverleaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. You know, that reminds me, Bob, that folks may have seen the ads that we are now putting. I have ads in all the community newspapers with Colorado Community Media. It goes out to 20 different neighborhoods in the Denver metro. And I hope people will call.
Yeah, they used you because you're a lot prettier.
Oh, thank you, Bob. So some people wonder, you know, well, what about that money? Is it taxable by the government? No, it is not. And that's another advantage. Many of the retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks, are taxable by the government. And there's a lot of regulation there, but not with the proceeds of a reverse mortgage. It is not taxable by the government. So tax-free funds, and they can be used for any purpose. So folks, I've had people who bought an RV, for example, so now they have no house payment, and they paid for the RV free and clear, so they're out traveling and doing their bucket list and not having all these extra payments. I do want to make clear one thing, though. Even though folks don't have a mortgage payment, they still have to pay for their property taxes and their insurance, unless they set it up so that the lender will do that for them, which some people do. But I've had people, one lady told me, she's in her 70s, she said, I want to do a river cruise in Europe before my husband and I are too old to enjoy it. And so that was her heart's desire, and they were able to accomplish that. Others are strategic in their planning, as you mentioned, and use it only as a retirement account to make sure that there's money through, you know, to fund longevity, as we say.
You know, I just closed a loan for a couple who, when we were sitting there signing the docs, he said, this makes all the sense in the world. We have nobody to leave our house to. So why should we have all of this money sitting in the house? He recounted that he had bought the house over 30 years ago for $60,000.
Wow.
And now he was, you know, his house was worth many times that. And he said, why should I just leave that? It's all there. It's my money.
Right.
Now we can really enjoy life and don't have to worry. He's a little bit older than his wife. I don't have to worry about my wife. She can stay here for as long as she wants to. But I'm sure that there are other folks out there that have nobody to leave your home to. I did probably about half a dozen loans for folks last year who had that very same sentiment. I don't have anybody to leave the house to. I want to enjoy the money that's in the house. Help me get it.
Right. I've come across that too. And I've also come across a group of folks who say, my children are successful. They are all, you know, professionals, they're all homeowners, or they're business owners, or they're just earning a good living in any way. And they don't need my house. And I want to enjoy what I paid into for so many years. People have the motivations for doing a reverse mortgage are as varied as the people.
And, you know, sometimes people are concerned about their kids and what they think, and they're even scared of talking to them about it. But don't be. We've yet to run into kids who, after talking to them and their parents, now it may not be the right thing for them to do because of other reasons, but I've never heard the kids say, no, we don't want you to do it. We want you to scrimp on your retirement so that we can get the money in the house. Tough on you.
Right. I have had parents, though, that say, tough on my kids. I raised them. I put them through college. I paid for the weddings. And now it's my turn. It always makes me laugh. what can often happen, too, is that parents want to remain independent. They don't want to call up the son or the daughter and say, hey, I need a couple hundred bucks a month to be able to cover everything. And as we get age, there tends to be more in medical expenses, in prescription expenses. Not to mention the fact that over time, the taxes on the house go up, the homeowner's insurance goes up, just the normal things, phone bills and food costs and so on. The cost of living increases. And for folks who are on a fixed income, especially if it's just Social Security, the cost of living increases on Social Security are paltry.
You know, it makes me think of some of these stories that you see occasionally. I remember one from years ago where there was a lady who everybody thought was a pauper. She lived like a pauper. She ate like a pauper. She had a pauper's type of environment. And when she died, they found hundreds of thousands of dollars tucked away in various places, hidden in her home. And that can be so easily you people out there that are listening. You have all this money tucked away in your home. You don't need to have a meager existence when you have all of those resources available to you. It's so sad that somebody that had all those resources chose not to use them.
That's true, Bob. You know, one thing that Silverleaf Mortgage does, being a local company, we do something that no other company will do. Not only do we come to your home making a house call so that we can do business the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, but we will help you get your home ready for the appraisal so you can get the highest appraised value possible, and we can mitigate in advance what we know the appraiser is going to be looking at. There are certain things that a house can be, dinged, right? They can get called out on, and we want to mitigate that and take care of it in advance. And so the president of our company, Matt Witt, will come to your home and he'll do a free sort of pre-appraisal inspection and then address all of those things up front before the appraisal, no costs until potentially after the loan closes. There might be some, but oftentimes, if it's small stuff, we just take care of it because we want you to get the highest value. And we don't want you to get hung up on that appraisal with things that the appraiser didn't like.
It's that there are specific requirements
right.
that are on an FHA appraisal and they have to tick off the boxes.
That's right. That's right. And you know what we find is that as folks age, the maintenance on the home is kind of put on hold. And so there's all this deferred maintenance, might have been deferred for 5, 10, 20 years. Paint, peeling and chipping paint, it can be around, and carpets that are 50 years old and just, you know, lots of little issues. We've had people with electrical problems, plumbing problems, and so on. And we want to help you to get it fixed up and ready for the appraisal for several reasons. One is it's safer and healthier, but we also help with decluttering and that sort of thing. So give me a call. You know, if this sounds like you or someone you know, give me a call. Kathy Muni at Silverleaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And let's just have a conversation. I'd love to hear your story, and I want to get you the right information to see if this is something that could benefit you.
No, I was tickled. I went to go get a loan signed from somebody about a week or so ago. And when I walked in, they said, "We listened to the radio show."
Oh, and good.
We kept looking at each other saying, "He's talking about us."
Right.
Because we tell these stories. And he said, you told our story.
Aww.
And we said, we need to give them a call. So if that's you and you're listening and you're thinking, gee, they're telling our story, call us.
That's right. Give us a call. You know, I did get a phone call this week where the folks didn't call forever and ever because they thought that we, being based in Centennial, which is where our office is, they thought, I don't want to drive to Centennial. So let me make it clear. You don't have to drive to Centennial. I'll come to you. That's what we mean.
Even the closing.
Right. And closing will be at your home as well. So you don't have to leave the house to do the reverse mortgage. And I just want to put that out there because I felt so sad that these folks had waited a long time thinking that they would have to make the effort and drive an hour to Centennial. And the answer is no, you don't. You don't have to do that. We go all over the place. We do loans all over Colorado.
That's right. And we've driven as long as a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time, but when we need to, we do. But certainly within an hour or so, we were up in Longmont. I signed a loan in Thornton today and down in the Springs. I know several in the last few months. And so
Pueblo.
It's easy.
Yeah. So it's our pleasure to serve you in that way. You don't have to come to our office. So, Bob, so just to recap, you went over the three ways that people can access the money. One is a lump sum at closing, and they can decide how much they want, either the maximum that the government calculation allows or some fixed amount. I had a lady who said, I have $12,000 in credit card debt, and I want that gone because that's a higher interest payment on the credit card debt than on the reverse mortgage. So that's what she wanted to access at closing. And I've had other people that have projects in mind. I want to redo the kitchen. I want to put a porch on the back. You know, they have a plan. And so they know how much they want to tap into.
I have somebody that wants to buy cattle.
Oh, wow.
They want to buy cattle. They've got a son with a cattle farm, and they want to buy several heads of cattle that they can invest in, raise the cattle, sell it for a profit, and start another business.
That sounds fun, actually. That sounds really fun. You can buy cattle if you want to. So a lump sum at closing. The money, if there is additional equity available, then after the lump sum at closing, there can be a line of credit. And the line of credit is there. It continues to grow over time. You're not paying interest on that, but it's available to you should you need it. And I've had client after client who's called me up months later and said, I'm so glad I had that because the boiler went out, the heater went out, whatever it is. I had to replace windows, you know, and the money was available. That's the point. And they wouldn't have had the money available to take care of those emergency situations, even buying a car. I had a lady who got in a car accident unless they had done the reverse mortgage. So that was good. So the money out at closing, the line of credit, and then some folks just want to know they can count on a certain amount of money every month. I had one gentleman call and he said, I need $1,100 a month. That's what I want. So we looked at it, we set up the loan, and we were able to accommodate that. And in his case, that was for the rest of his life. He was going to receive $1,100 a month as long as he lives in the home, as that's his permanent residence. Other people have set it up and said, you know, I really, at my age, I'm thinking 6 years is plenty to receive the money. And so we've set it up that way. And when you set it up for a number of years, a select number of years, the payments are going to be higher than if it's just open-ended the rest of your life.
You know, it's incredibly flexible, and you can do more than one thing with it. You can take money at closing, you can establish a line of credit, and you can have monthly income. I sent out a proposal to somebody just last week where they were able to receive about $1,000 a month, about $20,000 at closing, and have about $60,000 in their line of credit.
Right.
And another thing, the flexibility doesn't stop once the loan is closed. If you have a line of credit, you can convert that to monthly payments, monthly income to you at any time.
That's right.
And you can do it, like you said, for a certain amount of money for a period of time, or a certain period of time for whatever that will afford itself. Mm-hmm. So if you say, I need $3,000 for the next 5 years,
right?
And you can calculate that, and there's enough money there, you can get it.
That's right. And likewise, if you have the monthly payments and then something changes and you don't want that anymore, you can stop the monthly payments and the money just accrues and builds up in the line of credit. So, yeah, lots and lots of flexibility. And even some people even increase their line of credit because they decide they do want to make a payment of whatever type or size. And it's all up to them. Like, there's nobody saying you have to do this. If they choose to do it, it actually does two things. It pays down the loan balance and it increases the line of credit.
And the money is instantly available. If you pay down your forward mortgage, it's just numbers on a piece of paper and you have no access to it.
Right.
If you pay down your loan balance on a reverse mortgage with a line of credit, the loan balance goes down, the line of credit increases,
right,
and you have access to it. So if in 6 months you said, you know, I wish I had that money back, you have it.
Right.
And there's also a lot of strategery involved. More and more people are grasping the power of the line of credit for future planning. People that are smart enough to access and establish with no mortgage on their home a line of credit that's very substantial at their earliest of ages of 62, thinking to the time when they're 75, 80, 85, that line of credit will have had chance to grow and grow and grow.
Right.
Just think, if you have a $300,000 line of credit at 62, by the time you're 80, you'll have over $600,000 available. And a lot of times that's when other retirement funds begin to run out. And now you've got this bucket of money that you can convert to monthly income and live great for the rest of your life rather than stressing and sweating. If you wait until you're in your late 70s, 80s, the value of your home may not be there. You may not be able to get that much. So it really does plan. It really does pay to be strategic in your planning and have the line of credit and let it grow.
That's right, Bob. And also, like, I talked to a woman this week, bless her heart. She's 80 years old. She's still doing daycare in her home. Now, she loves it. You know, okay, fine. But when you're 80, you might want to think about not having to do it so much, maybe not have so many children there. And doing a reverse mortgage would eliminate the mortgage payment that she's currently making and allow her the options to maybe slow down a little bit. I mean, she's 80. Slow down a little, maybe not have so many children, may not have any children in there in the daycare at that time, and just enjoy her golden years a bit.
Let me quantify something for you, those that are listening out there. If you've got $1,000 a month payment and you can eliminate that, that's like putting an extra $1,000 a month income. Go ask your financial planner how much money you have to have in your retirement accounts to draw $1,000 a month. Under prudent investing guidelines, they're going to tell you somewhere around $250,000 to $300,000. So if you can eliminate a $1,000 a month payment, you've given yourself a $250,000 to $300,000 raise in your retirement accounts. Most people don't think of it that way, but I had a financial planner explain that to me, and that stuck. That's powerful.
It is powerful. It's very powerful, and it's something that people should look into, right? They should consider that and not just you know, blow it off like, oh my gosh, a reverse mortgage. No, no, that's bad. Well, how do you know that's bad? I mean, maybe you should look at it and get the correct information. The government has addressed many, many things with regard to reverse mortgages. And, you know, another situation that came up this week I want to just mention, perhaps we have someone listening who has a reverse mortgage, but their spouse is not on the mortgage. And this happens rather frequently. Perhaps the mortgage was done years ago before the spouse was old enough. Perhaps they weren't married. Many, many reasons why that happens. But it's important that your spouse be on the reverse mortgage so that if the main borrower, the first borrower, passes away, the spouse is able to stay in the home. And so in order to plan for that and to protect the spouse, people do a new reverse mortgage. And as long as there's enough money there to pay off the old mortgage, enough equity in the home to pay off the first reverse mortgage, then the spouse can be added to the reverse mortgage and be protected so that if the older spouse or the original spouse, you know, on the loan passes away, they're protected. That means they can stay in the home as long as they want to. And that's a really, really important thing.
And so bottom line, call us.
Right. Call me. My name is Kathy Muni. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. I'd love to hear from you and just give you the correct information. I talk to folks, I talk to their kids, I talk to their attorneys and their financial planners all the time. And it's my goal to make sure that all of you have correct information and then you decide if this is something that would benefit you or not.
So, yeah, bottom line is you want to be educated. And we tell our folks all the time that our job is to educate. And the worst thing that we can see is somebody that has made a decision or not made a decision because somebody's aunt or uncle knew somebody who had a bad story to tell, and they're frozen in their ability to make a choice because they've got this story in their ear that has no basis in reality.
That's right. There are so many ways to use the money from a reverse mortgage. It pays to know your options. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.